No, we'll just see what's the matter with this machine that doesn't go out to be working. They kind of probably do, you think we can change the tire, I mean, I can say that it's a little, you know, to be, certain on the law, it's different.
You don't have any different oil here, so I don't know.
Alright. This is the president of Mexico, Mr. President. I wish to express my grateful appreciation to you for the courtesy you extended to Dr. Kissinger on the visit to Acapulco. And I said, very heavy burden on you for 3 years. This is the first real vacation he's had in that group. He told me when he returned, he did not have any better place to go. Both from the standpoint of climate and as well as from the standpoint of the personal hospitality that was extended in. I was particularly glad to have the opportunity to meet with him, that I'd be talking with you in Mexico City. He gave me a quote, full report, and your very respectful suggestions about our policies. It's helpful. It's most helpful in the discussions we have in the White House on Latin American problems. Ms. Nixon and I are looking forward to welcoming you and as a legendary effort to the United States in June 15th, to Washington, D.C. We're working on your schedule. We would like to invite you. By you both, as well as the members of your official party, to spend a day or two at Camp David. We'll be particularly good there at that time. And we'll find it all stressful. And while it is not elaborate, it is most restful and complete product. Ms. Nixon Johnson sent my very best wishes to the legendary and to General Westmoreland, dear General. The Cardinals has been having splendid performances in the White House period. However, I have never been prouder of this organization than I was on Tuesday night when they signed the dinner in honor of the Patriot Saint. Stout-hearted men, which I requested, had a deep emotional impact on everybody who was privileged to be in the present period. I would have been at the White House on every occasion, said it was one of the highlights. With one of the moments they would all be commended, very prepared. I wish you to extend my congratulations, personal appreciation to the members of the group. Their superb performance, not only on this occasion, but every time we have but on others as well. Yes, sir. The doctor, Norman. That's Cato. You're not. I have my recollection of the conversation I had. Sam's mother. I thought that would introduce the answer to a former Prime Minister of Britain, who was the senior member of the King's official party, and also a member of the Bavarian Royal Family. He had served the King's grandfather, his father, and not the King. About the fact that the king, while a very young man, had survived almost incredible crisis when the observers thought it would be impossible for him to do so. When he was 17 years of age, he was a grandfather assassin. Before he saw that, he was very honest. His father was unable to throw because of mental illness. And for 20 years, he grew in Hansburg. That the name of the man who sat at my left and stayed there, but to the blank, said, I asked Mr. Blank. Able to achieve this remarkable feat very well. We want to quote a great person and a strength. 20 years, I have never seen him in this country. Always serene. And although he's toughest, he smiles. All of those around him. I then asked Mr. Blank this unusual kind of person. He replied, quote, through his mother. His mother is one of the most remarkable women. Enormous personal courage and strength, and part of this was a great grief for her children. I hope that I could well understand his. As I said, both as a character, a father is important. Only a good father is important, but a good mother is indispensable. Close quote. Reverend, it was at the conclusion of this conversation that I took my place card.
Conclusion of this kind of character, a father is important.
A good father is important, but a good mother is indispensable." Close quote.
Are you preparing your Mother's Day sermon?
What?
This is for what it was worth to be told. Very nice to do it. At the dinner, we came from St. One of the guests was bothering her. Hammer, if you may recall, used to be an assistant to Mama Phillips. He reminded me of an incident that I had forgotten. Back in 1954, Father, was under, in a very severe attack by a Bill McCartney, because he had contributed $500 to the owner of his defense fund. Dallas was unable to get a mother to find out staff to come to his defense. Alan spoke to me about her personally. Told me that he felt Bill had contributed a lot of money because he had been a member of the Harvard class.
Good enough.